We will read Psalm 23 responsively. I will read the odd verses, and the congregation will read the even verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures, and leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right passageways for your name's sake. I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff,
they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
and I will
dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, dear friends, grace and peace to you in the name of our crucified and risen Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. What a challenging time we are living through. So much turmoil in our cities, our nation, and our world. We hear new terms blaring at us from television and from print. Fake news, alternative facts, post-truth. What are we to believe? Who should we listen to? Where is our good shepherd when we are but frightened and scattered sheep? This truly is a time when we long for green pastures in the midst of the barren deserts of life, quiet waters by the raging torrents of chaos. We hear so many different voices trying to get our attention. Whose voice should we listen to? Yes, in the turmoil of the world, in this cacophony of chaos, we long for the Lord to truly be our shepherd. Let me ask you, does that happen? Does that always happen? What about in your life? Who leads you? The good shepherd, or is it the ways of the world? This morning we heard the words of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Is there anyone here who hasn't heard it before? At least 100 times, or maybe 1,000? This beautiful psalm is most often heard at funerals. But today, kind of stepping outside the gospel, we're going to hear this beautiful psalm from a different perspective. We're going to have a little contest. We're going to see what this sounds like when we put this psalm and the perspective of Jesus and the kingdom of heaven against the world we live in. Now, an interesting way to look at psalms is to read them in two ways, one positive as written, and the other in the reverse or the opposite of what they say to us. The way life is all too often when Jesus is not at the center of our hearts. So here we go. Let's have it out. Are you ready to rumble? The 23rd Psalm versus the world. The psalmist writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." There are a couple, three different versions floating out there, so I may float back and forth between King James and NRSV and whatever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That tells us that when we follow our good shepherd Jesus, we will lack for nothing, which is probably a better translation than want. Our lives are filled with an abundance of God's grace and love. It turns us away from the got-to-have-it-all Western culture of materialism to really see what God has intended for us. The goodness of our God who helps us to bring about the kingdom on earth in us and through us because we lack, we want for nothing. Now let's look at this verse in the reverse. The world is my shepherd, I shall want for everything. For more and more. Collecting more than I will ever need. Acquiring more and more in a vain attempt to satisfy the want that I have in my world, following the ways of the world. Now, Lois and I just moved into a retirement community in Gig Harbor. and we downsized big time from all the years in a house, and we got rid of a lifetime full of collected stuff. Who do you think I was following as I collected all that stuff over the years? And after all is said and done, how much of that stuff is going to fit in my casket? And more importantly, with all that stuff, will there be enough room for me? With the world as my shepherd, I will want and want and want for more and more and more, driven by greed rather than need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or the world is my shepherd, I shall want for everything. Whose voice do you hear in your life? The psalmist writes, "The Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures, lush green pastures, that where we can rest and in lush abundance and be renewed." God provides and makes it possible that we will have all that we need. Yet, in the perspective of the world won't let me lie down in green pastures. And in the barren nothingness of the desert lived following the world, we can never rest. We can never renew. And we live constantly in fear of scarcity. The Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures, or the demands of the world won't let me lie down in green pastures. Whose voice seems to be in your life today? The psalmist writes, "The Lord leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul, while the world leads me beside the raging waters of chaos and will not restore my soul." The Lord, as our shepherd, leads us to the still, peaceful waters that allow us to quench our thirst from all the dust of the world, to restore and renew our soul that thirsts for God's kingdom on earth, so that we might find new life to bring that kingdom alive into a world that is thirsty with darkness and despair. To restore and renew our soul that thirsts for God, God's kingdom on earth, so that we might find new life to bring the kingdom alive into a world and a people caught in the thirsty darkness of despair. Our souls, longing to be restored, cry out for a moral and just society, so that those who are caught in the raging waters of chaos and thirsting for the justice and truth of Christ might find that truth, that justice, and that peace, and be restored to new life. The Lord leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Or, the ways of the world lead me beside the raging waters of chaos and will not restore my soul. What do you see in your life today? What do you long for in your life? How is your soul today? Is it in the chaos of the world, or is it restored every day by Jesus in the peaceful, grace-filled waters of your baptism? The psalmist writes, "The Lord leads me in right paths." Following Christ our shepherd, life's paths might be a little bit scary, but they will lead us into the real world. But as scary as they may be, we will be on the right paths. For they are the paths that lead us to the truth, paths that help us to see a hungry world, to see children with empty bowls and empty hope, to see homeless people living at the corner of doubt and despair, to see abused women and children hiding and living in fear, to neighborhoods where the color of a person's skin makes them a target, to refugee camps where the only crime they had was to be born in the wrong place, to dreamers whose only crime is to dream, and yes, to detention centers right here in Western Washington, where the voice we hear is the lonely cry of despair. Those may not seem like right or righteous paths, but those paths will take you to where the kingdom is breaking forth with truth and justice, caring and sharing, and love of neighbor. As difficult as they may be, dear friends, those are the right paths for us to walk, For as the Lord leads us on those right paths, we see the reality of need, the reality of oppression, and the reality of suffering that we are called as God's people to stand against. The world, however, leads me in the wrong paths, paths of injustice, paths of oppression, paths that value one human being less than another, paths that will not ever lead us to righteousness. For the paths of the world lead us, that the world leads us on, are paths of greed, paths of hatred, paths of me first and forget everyone else. The Lord leads me on right paths, or the world leads me in the wrong paths. In your world today, which are you following? The psalmist goes on and writes, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. For you are with me." When we follow Christ, our good shepherd, Jesus is indeed with us. Facing the difficult challenges of life that we face, standing by our side, even and especially in the darkest valleys of life. We can walk those deep, dark valleys, not in fear, but in hope, because of the promise of love and grace and forgiveness of God that are our rod and staff to comfort us and protect us from the world that tugs at us. God is not going to forsake us, even when we step off the right path and follow the ways of the world. So which do you think it should be? Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Or, as the world writes, when you walk through the darkest valley, you will fear evil, for only darkness is with you. There are no rod and staff to comfort you. In your life, which would you want as you walk the dark and dangerous valleys of life? The psalmist tells us, as this beautiful psalm ends, that God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. God anoints our heads with oil, our cup overflows, and that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the waters of your baptism, God, through the Holy Spirit, anointed your head with oil, with the sign of the cross, claiming you as God's most precious child. And today at this table of grace, Christ, our good shepherd, will prepare a table before you in the presence of a world full of danger, so that we may come with hands out like beggars and receive a meal of grace for the forgiveness of sin. The cup of salvation at this table will overflow with the promise of Christ that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. At that font and at this table, the words of the 23rd Psalm take real meaning and real substance, and that is Christ's gift to you. So which would you have in your life, the Good Shepherd or the world? Dear friends, the world does not prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. The world does not anoint your head with oil, and the cup of the world is empty. Following the ways of the world, goodness and mercy will be hard to find on our life's journey. And we will not dwell in peace in the house of the Lord forever. So what will it be? That, or God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. God anoints our heads with oil. Our cup overflows. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you see how radical the 23rd Psalm is in the context of our world today? It is countercultural because this beautiful psalm is a promise that God has made to you. It is a promise of the way life is when you follow our Good Shepherd. This morning, as you leave the sanctuary, you will take with you the promises of the 23rd Psalm, the promise of love, God's love and grace given for you to guide you, to guide you on those right paths, to guide you to a promise of eternal life. So that when we leave this sanctuary with those promises, we may love our neighbor not just with our voices, but with truth and action. That is what God promises. The world promises nothing. Dear friends, the Lord is my shepherd, or the world is my shepherd? Which do you choose in your life? May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.